This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, not one-dimensional. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on Iowa English Radio. And so maybe the title is a bit unusual, one-dimensional. What does one-dimensional mean? So what I mean by that is that all our special people in Islam, so whether they be our martyrs, very pure-hearted people, whether it's normal people who are very pure-hearted, scholars who are very pure-hearted. There could be work colleagues who are, really have sort of cleaned their hearts of beautiful akhlaq, our imams, the prophets. There's something special that these people are not one-dimensional, because they're generally, and maybe more in outside of Islamic communities, or maybe it's crept into our Islamic community. Sometimes there's this idea, people are good at either this or that. So either someone is a sports person, or I don't know, they're a famous lawyer, or let's say they're a good artist, or they're a chemical engineer, or writer, whatever it is. It's always this. They're this one thing, but not that. But the idea is, with these special people in Islam, with the ones we're meant to be looking up to, they were not one-dimensional. And obviously, I explain that, but I'll just give, I'll start with one little example. The very famous martyr from the Holy Defense, Shahid Mustafa Chamghan. So, for example, so he was everything. So he wrote amazing dua, prayers to God. He was a painter. He was a NASA scientist. He was a defense minister. He was a guerrilla fighter. He was basically also a father to hundreds of orphans in Lebanon. And he was a husband, and he was a father of his own children. So all these different facets. So this is not this idea that we're all one-dimensional, or the idea, and obviously, so he was obviously basically also an academic. He had a PhD, so he would have been teaching. So the idea is not, and yet he was also holding a gun. So it doesn't hold true that someone can't be a university professor and also hold a gun. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio. And so I'm just explaining how this idea that people are all one-dimensional does not necessarily hold true. And it definitely doesn't hold true with some of our best people in Islam, some of our role models, our imams, our prophets, our martyrs, and all the other pure-hearted people. And obviously, I've referred to the example of Shahid Mustafa Chamran. And obviously, I've also said that, the fact that Shahid Mustafa Chamran could do all these things, he was a scientist, he was an academic, he was a guerrilla fighter, he was a defense minister, and so on. This is how the prophets were. So, for example, Imam Ali himself, so what was he? So he was the strongest, the most famous warrior. He founded Arabic grammar, literature, I suppose. He was also digging wells himself. He was a philosopher. So all these different aspects, you've got the spiritual, you've got the physical side, everything. And so how can we understand this? So obviously what we need to remember is that with these people, with all of us, if there is a sincere intention, for example, a sincere intention seeking knowledge for the sake of getting closer to Allah. Allah is the one who gives the knowledge and the capacity and the abilities, whatever it is. So if a person has the very pure intention, Allah can basically open up any knowledge, whatever knowledge Allah wants to give to a person, Allah can give to that person. So even if, for example, someone has not studied, let's say, the technicalities of Islam at university, maybe even left high school at a young age, that person could, by the grace of Allah, receive knowledge that is of maybe even comparable to some of the Gnostics, just as an example. So, inshallah, all of us develop sincere intentions to basically be hungry for the knowledge, because with that we can also become closer to Allah, and of course to purify ourselves at the same time, because the knowledge will grow in a pure heart, which is the other important point. So inshallah, you've gained some reminders from today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.